what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're down to the final three meets of the high school golf season before we move into the state championship, which will take place at the end of the first week of October. Yesterday, it was an important day for both the Carbon Dinos and the Emory Spartans, and you can get your full recap on everything that went down yesterday right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. And we're going to talk about that and more, including Trevin Wakefield's 82. He played tremendous yesterday for the Spartans. Joining us right now over the phone, we have head coach Casey Edgehouse. And coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you again for taking up the time to join us.
Great to be here.
Coach, we'll start by talking about the meet yesterday. I know the end result isn't what you had in mind. There were some difficulties within the team, and we can talk about that in just a moment. But, boy, if we talk about the meet yesterday, you can't start without talking about Trevin Wakefield, who was absolutely phenomenal.
Yep. He played like I expected him to play all year. He hit the fairways, found a lot of greens, missed a couple putts, had a couple bad holes, which kept him out of the mid to low 70s. So we'll work on getting those couple mistakes changed and get him playing in the mid-70s.
You know, you and I have had conversations about Trevin, it seems like, all year long, Coach, and the idea that he will eventually reach his full potential. Now that we're a good five meets into the season, do you feel that he's there?
Yes, he's there. He's, like I said, he just had a couple mental blocks, missed a couple balls right, and just small things he has to tweak that he can really get his game rolling.
Now, again, as I mentioned, there were some struggles within the team. I mean, outside of Trevin's 82, had to take three 100s. But the team was a little bit down as far as the traditional numbers that you have within the squad. You had to rely on some other golfers.
Yeah, for sure. We had a couple kids that weren't able to make it to our tournament, our matches last week, and we could feel some of the pains of that. But we still had some of the young kids step up and take some of those roles, and although the numbers don't show it, They played pretty good.
Yeah, and ultimately, that's the one thing that I think gets overlooked in golf. I mean, we only talk about the top four scores each week. I mean, if you're rolling 6-7 kids deep, it is important that those 5-6-7 golfers, those kids are really shining and improving week in and week out.
Yep, and if you look back throughout the season so far, we've had that happen. Even some of the kids that Joey Leonard's a great person to show up that often. He started out his first match of the year, he shot a 103, and last week he shot a 93. He struggled a little bit this week. He had two bad holes, kind of the same thing as Trevin did, just had two bad holes that kept him out of the mid-90s.
It is getting colder, Coach, and I know that this week throughout the state it was cold. Did that affect play at all as you guys traveled back down to Richfield?
It did a little bit. We just kind of had some mental blocks and just weren't able to make the swings that we needed to at key times. And so that hurt us more than the weather. It was chilly, but it wasn't ridiculously cold.
It is the second time that the team had traveled down to Coview. So it's so hard, I know, to compare the two, specifically just based on which golfers you were able to take the first go around. But, Coach, if you had a look at your team's performance, did you feel that they've improved since that first go around at Coview?
Yeah, Trevin's a good example. Trevin struggled the first time we went there, had some big numbers on some holes, and he went out and played great. He still had a couple missed holes, but he's definitely improving. And even some of my other kids that were, I had four freshmen that went this last week, and so having those kids come there, and it's great for them to get there, and the experience they get out of that is hard to beat.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Casey Edgehouse of the Emory Spartan Golf Squad. Carbon finishes third in this meet, Coach, and when you look at the way Carbon has played, and even Richfield, I mean, again, this is a team that has been dominating in the region over the last couple of weeks. They struggled a little bit. Grand actually won the meet.
Yeah, Grand played absolutely spectacular. I mean, from top to bottom, even their 7 and 8 kids were playing in the low 90s. So they made some big improvements. Carbon, I mean, Bodie's going to go out and post a low number. He's kind of like us. We know we're going to have Trevin go out and playing great, and we just got to have some other kids rally around him.
And the reason I bring up Richfield and Carbon and Grant actually taking first place in this particular meet, Coach, is because outside of San Juan, who I know has had their struggles, we've seen a lot of parity 1 through 5 and where these teams finish week in and week out.
Yep. Yeah, and it's kind of anybody's meet. I mean, you figure that Richfield having the home court advantage yesterday would have came out and played like they did the first meet and kind of put themselves in a good position to kind of wrap up that first place, but it's still anybody's ball game. I mean, we still got a couple meets. They still have to come to Millsite, which is always a tough schedule, and hopefully we can play like I know that we can.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we can talk about Millsite in just a moment, Coach. But the next course, it is going to be the Moab Golf Club. So when you take a look at where you guys go next, how does this fit with your particular team?
Do you know what? Last year, if you look at our numbers from last year, we played good at Moab, kind of throughout the whole team. And so I know I have three or four kids that are really looking forward to playing Moab and getting out there and kind of redeeming themselves.
What are some of the struggles that you can encounter in Moab?
Do you know what? Moab is, it's kind of similar to Millsite. They have a lot of desert. If you're missing fairways, you're taking some drops and you got some big penalties that are coming up. But the greens are rolling great. I feel like the greens don't check up like they do at some of the other courses. You're getting a lot more roll out of wedges around the greens, and we've been working on that, and I think that'll help us in the long run.
So it's one of those courses where you're probably going to keep the driver in the bag.
Yep. There's a couple holes that you have a couple fairways to miss, but all in all, it's real similar to Millsite, where you have the one fairway. If you miss it, you're in the desert.
Coach, three meets remain in the region season. Moab this week, you mentioned at Millsite next week. Obviously, the idea is to just keep close to make a move in the standings. You guys are definitely there. I know you lost some strokes on Grand and South Sevier this past meet, but nonetheless, if you can just maintain, come back with a solid performance in this next meet against Moab or at Moab, it sets up nicely. You and I talked about having the last meet of the year at home, where that can be an advantage.
Yeah, for sure. Our kids play better here than they do anywhere else, and it's kind of the way everybody works. Is they home court advantage is huge in golf, so our kids know where to miss, they know how to get around the course, they know the greens. So having the last meet and kind of having our own fate in our hands when we come to that last meet.
You do get a little bit longer of a break this go around, at least one more day. We're a week away from the next meet, so 8 days off. Does that matter at this stage in the game, Coach? Do you like having those extra long weeks for practice or anything in particular?
I would rather have a couple more days that we can work on things. Like today, we'll come back and we'll have all the kids kind of go over what they struggled with, what they were playing good at, and we'll just build on their strengths and hopefully tweak some of their weaknesses.
Yeah, well, again, we are getting down to it, just three meets remaining. You and I had the conversation yesterday off the cuff about qualifying for the state championship tournament and really the way it works in golf. It's kind of up in the air. Basically, you just have to worry about you at this stage.
Yep. Yeah, we don't worry about where we place in region. I mean, we'd definitely like to beat some of these other teams, but all in all, we just need to keep our scores low so we can be in that top, I think it's top 15, that we can qualify for state.
Coach Casey Edgehouse, again, our guest right now. Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on to talk about the team. Before I let you go, we can talk about the Millsite Golf Course. I know that you have the Monster Bash tournament coming up. It's not too far off. What's happening right now at the Millsite Golf Course?
The course is in great shape, actually. Best it has been in a couple years with the construction. We have our Monster Mash coming up on the 3rd of October, which is always a fun tournament. We tip everything out, make the pins pretty dang mean. So it's a fun four-man scramble.
You mentioned the construction. The last time I was out was for the night golf tournament, actually. We had to maneuver some things around due to the construction. How is that coming along?
Do you know what? The construction is actually moving along more than it has in the last couple of years. They've started work on the spillway again. They're hoping to finish out the spillway work and tie the dam into the spillway this winter. And then the last I heard, it was looking like the first week in May they were going to start laying sod. So we should be up and playing our holes mid-June, we're hoping.
That's fantastic. And, of course, the phone number, if anybody has any questions about just getting out for a tee time or, of course, signing up for any tournaments you guys may be having, Coach.
Yep, 435-384-2887. Come see us.
Coach, I definitely appreciate the time. Best of luck next week at Moab. I enjoy the conversation.
Thanks, Jordan.
Again, Coach Casey Edgehouse of the Emory Sport and Golf Team. Remember, you can get your complete recap from yesterday by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. We also have the complete Region 12 standings there as well. We'll talk more golf next week. Both Carbon and Emory will travel to Grand a week from today. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to talk fantasy football. Tonight it's week one. We get the Chiefs and the Texans. We'll be joined by our fantasy expert, Joe Bartell of RotoWire. That's coming up next when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.